every time is a new part of the story, mashallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. So the story continues when they send someone to bring the food, a nice, pure and halal food. And they also gave him the instructions that he should be very careful and nice to the people, and no one should know about you. Why? Innahum in yadharu alaykum. Innahum means
indeed they,
any people out there. In yadharu alaykum, if they come to know you. Okay, in, so in is like if. Yadharu, come to know. Alaykum, you. Yadharu alaykum. Yarjumukum, they will stone you to death. Yeah, they will not let you live like that, because they thought that the same people, mushrikeen, and you run away from them. So now you have two reasons for them to kill you. So they will kill you. Rajam means to stone, to throw the stone on someone until death. Rajam. That is called Rami.
Okay.
But there is a difference between the two.
Okay.
Rami is just throwing the stone. Yarjumukum, throwing the stone until death.
And Yazharu is from Zahara.
From Zahara, to appear. Yeah. Aw yu'idukum. Or what the other option they can give to you, that they will bring you back. Yu'idukum, they will return you to their own religion. Aw yu'idukum fi millatihim, in their religion. So they will give you only two options: either denounce Islam, come back to your old religion, or be ready to die. Walan tuflihu idan abada, and you will never get any success. You will not be successful then forever. And in either case, either you will lose your life, or if they will return you, that is even worse. So in any case, you will not get any salah, any success.
So walan tuflihu,
walan tuflihu, you will never get any success, idhan, then abada, forever. Okay. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Subhanallah. But the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally different plan, right? And it did not start from that day. It started from the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely and intentionally, for some information, or for some part or the aqeedah or the belief, caused them to sleep for all those 309 years. So وَكَذَلِكَ, and like that, كَذَلِكَ, like that, أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we made their situation known to the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention that how they came to know, how other people they came to know about them. But in the books of Tafsir, it is written, when this person, he reached to the shop to buy the food, and he gave them those old silver coins. So he found out that what currency is that? Did you find a kind of treasure? So if this is the case, so where did you find it? We want to know. And then he reported to the police. And the police reported to the court, and all of them, they found out. And then they, when they talked to this person, they found out that this person does not belong to our time. even that person is from the old time, right? So all that was a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of one word, asarna. وَكَذَلِكَ asarna عَلَيْهِمْ. Like that we made their situation known to the public, to the people. Okay? لِيَعْلَمُوا. Why? So that the people of this time, they should know, they should get the knowledge. أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ. That the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Now what is the background over here? After these 309 years, the whole country was converted to Iman. They were all Mu'mineen, but at that time there was a dispute going on. And the dispute was about the Aqeedah of the life after death. That is it true that the people will get the life back after the death? So this discussion was going on in that ummat, in that nation, in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when made the situation of these people known to them, then they realize, then this, oh subhanallah, this aqeedah is true, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete power to bring these people to the life after 309 years. So similarly, He can bring anyone to the life after the death. Okay? So now, why we made all this? لِيَعْلَمُوا. So that people know that the wada, the promise of Allah is true. أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And also they should know that the last hour, the qiyamah, there is no doubt about that. It has to come. It has to take place. Sa'a means the last hour, yani qiyamah, or the end of the world, end of time will take place. There is no doubt about that. La rayba fiha. Idh yatanaza'una baynahum amrahum. While they were having dispute. Yatanaza'una. It is from naza'. Tanaza'. In Urdu also we say tanaza'. If something going on between the two groups, two parties, two people, yes. So they were having dispute bainahum, among themselves, amrahum, about their affair. Okay. So now they started digging out and find out about these people of Kahf, Ashabul Kahf, that who are they, from which time and all that. So the discussions were going on and it was like hot news, a breaking news. And the entire, you know, region, in the entire locality, everyone was talking about them. So, someone is saying this one, someone is saying that, that who are these people, where are they from, what time and all that. So then, looks like that after that, they went to the cave, and now this is the time when they died. So then Allah subhanahu, then these people, they decided, they said that, make a building around this cave. Okay, فَقَالُوا. So they said, yani people of their time, they said, ubnu عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانَا. Bana yabni means to construct, construction. So build a building around them. ubnu عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانَا. But there was another group. SubhanAllah. So this dispute that we have right now among the people, differences of opinion, it is not new thing. Even those people, they also have differences of opinion. It's a human, you know, nature. So the other group, and looks like they were more religious, they said, why are you making just a building? Like, do not make a museum, huh? Or do not make a secular building, make a masjid. فَقَالُوا قَالَ الَّذِينَ. Okay. رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Yeah, this is another, you know, sentence in between. That do not argue among yourselves too much about them, because the situation of Ashabul Kahf, their Rabb knows best. Rabbuhum, their Rabb, Allah, A'lamu, He has the most knowledge, bihim, about them. Okay? So leave everything up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what we should do, that we should make a building. But قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. But the other people, those who were prevailing, they were winning their point. So they said that we will make a masjid around the cave. لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
The masjid has constructed, I have seen.
You have seen that masjid, mashallah? Yeah. Very good. Yes, our brother, he said that he visited, mashallah, the area of that cave and he saw the masjid. He was telling me the other day. We discussed earlier that there are few opinions about the exact location. So, there is one opinion about the location in Syria, and that's where here he went. So, what city of Syria, you remember?
Damascus.
Damascus.